Well, there is an effort underway at the State House to try to find a new revenue source for Wisconsin farmers. So imagine you are doing everything right on your farm. Your nutrient management plan is absolutely correct. You're executing it flawlessly. You've made an investment in water quality. Well, aside from the nutrients you're keeping on that farm, there's no real cash value to those water quality credits yet. Talked with Representative Joel Kitchens from Sturgeon Bay, who's working right now along with State Senator Bob Cowles to maybe put together a plan on how farmers would be able to financially trade those water quality credits. It's called the Pollution Prevention Partnership, Wisconsin's Trading Marketplace, and the legislation's getting some positive feedback, according to Representative Joel Kitchens.
Yeah, well, the basic premise is that, you know, I'll give an example. I live near Green Bay. The wastewater treatment plant up there, the EPA has continually ratcheted down how much phosphorus they're allowed to release into the bay. So with the upcoming standard that they're going to have to meet, it would cost them $200 and some million to reach that. And when you look at it, it's a very small amount of phosphorus that's being eliminated. So the premise is that instead of spending that $200 million, what if they spent part of that money and allowed farmers to use that money to implement practices like buffer strips or even manure treatment systems to prevent phosphorus from going into the bay, and you could actually get more of a phosphorus reduction for far less money. So it's a win-win for everybody. You know, the farmer wins, the business wins, the taxpayers win, and the environment wins. So that's the premise behind it. And that's been legal for a while, but the problem has been that it's really difficult to coordinate this for a business to go out to each individual farmer and work this out. So what this bill does is it'll set up an exchange program, a clearinghouse, where they will do contracts with all of the farmers, and then they'll be able to get these credits and sell them to the business, which they can use, rather than putting in these expensive filter systems. They could buy credits and, again, have a bigger impact on the environment for far less money. So that's the premise behind it.
Is this being done anywhere right now, Joel?
I don't know of any place that has the clearinghouse right now, but I could be wrong about that. So it certainly will be new for Wisconsin. And, it's one of those things where the farm community has been strongly behind it. You know, the major groups have all come out and endorsed it. But also a lot of the environmental groups, Clean Wisconsin, Nature Conservancy, they've endorsed the idea too. So when we can come up with these win-win situations like that, that's what we're really after.
Wisconsin State Representative Joel Kitchens from Sturgeon Bay. He says right now there's a lot of Republicans on board with this effort, and he's working hard to make sure the Democrats join him because, as he said, without bipartisan buy-in on this kind of program, it will get nowhere.